you can find a buoy in a bay, which, by the way, was funny to hear him say, when he would say it, he'd say, it sounded like boy. He's like, we must find a little boy. And I was like, why do we need a little boy? He's like, no, we have to get a little boy for the boat. And I was like, I don't really want a boy on the boat.
Your wife's just like, hey, they have different customs. Let's yeah. just, you gotta.
All right, we'll get a little boy on the boat.
Where you been and where you going? This is Ari's travel show, yeah. We're gonna go on a journey today and see what there's to see in this big world. We're exploring different places, seeing all different types of faces. We're gonna talk about travel today. It's you'll be trippin', yeah.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode one of a new podcast called You Be Trippin'. It's a travel podcast. I'm the host, Ari Shaffir. I'm a stand-up comedian by trade and by love, and I'm a traveler by love only. I love to get out there and see the world, like get my hands dirty. In short, I like to get diarrhea in many different countries. As of the beginning, as of the recording of this first episode, I've been to 42 different countries, which is not to say that the amount of countries you've been to is a tell on how good a traveler you are, but it's a guide. Not many people have been to that many countries or never really gotten out there. So the point is this. This podcast, I'm going to do two a week for about a month, and then for 1 month, and then I'll switch to once a week. There will be a YouTube component that is available on youtube.com/youbetrippinpod. And you want to check that out because in that we will have pictures from the guests in these places, in these faraway places. Each episode will be a different guest talking for about an hour about some fun place they've been. This is not a travel guide. I'm not interested in what you're supposed to do, what you're supposed to see, what food you're supposed to eat. I'm more interested in what you did while you were out there. I want to hear, did you fall in love? Did you do any drugs? Did you get arrested? Did you get food poisoning? What was it like? What'd you get into? Who'd you meet? You know, did you play a lot of video games? Did you do nothing all day? I want to hear about it. Should do something fun. What was the air like? Was there pollution? I don't know, man. I want to hear about it. I want to hear what it was like. A lot of people come back from vacations and no one really wants to hear their mess. I want to hear their mess. So that's what this podcast is. It's experiential. If you just want to listen, that's fine too. It's on You Be Trippin' on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, everywhere you get your podcasts. But it's You Be Trippin' Pod on YouTube and all socials. I will also be a guest on some of these episodes. And that's it. That's what the show is. If you know anybody that might be an interesting guest, please reach out and let me know. Please leave a comment on the YouTube and let us know if you've been to that country we talked about. Let us know what you got into there. It'll be interesting. And I think that's it, guys. It's going to be a fun time. I'm going to revisit a couple places more than once because one guy's Paris won't be another guy's Paris. One guy's Greece won't be another guy's Greece. You know, where Stavi might be going home to visit his grandmother, someone else might be on their first vacation ever. You know, it'll be different. My Paris, I went to take a writing class by Rolf Potts, creative writing class. Someone else might just be going to all the Michelin star restaurants. You know, I want to hear about every situation. And some of these guys will definitely be on more than once because they've been in more than one place. And that's the show. I'm very excited about it, and I hope you guys like it. I know you will. Every one of these I've done so far has filled me with a wanderlust, with a longing to get out and get gone. One fair bit of warning, after these episodes, if you listen to too many or watch too many, you might want to quit your job and take a sabbatical because it's a wide world out there, and I'm hoping that some of you get gone. I really do. And it might be counterproductive to me because the more of these I do, might make me end up going, I got to get the F out of here and go see the world. You know, I've been on trips. You've been on trips. We've all been tripping. God, Ari, you had to get corny at the end. So ladies and gentlemen, let's start. The first guest I have is a great traveler himself. I remember we first connected on this, one of the early episodes of his podcast, Whiskey Ginger. He also has his own podcast with his friend of his, Bobby Lee, called Bad Friends. Bobby, I got to get you in here to talk about Korea. His name is Andrew Santino, and he's got a new movie out right now on Amazon Prime called Ricky Stanicky with John Cena, which means it might be one of your favorites, and it'll also be a favorite of anybody with Down syndrome, because Down syndrome boys, at least, love John Cena. I don't know how Down syndrome kids feel about Andrew Santino. So, ladies and gentlemen, episode one out of hundreds and hundreds of episodes, if not thousands, of You Be Trippin', your favorite new travel podcast. Please help me welcome Mr. Andrew Santino.
You've gone to a lot of cool places.
Yeah, I have. And you know what's so funny? I was supposed to go to Iceland again to swim in the continental, what is it called? Divide? No.
A race?
No. You can swim in the,
water in Iceland?
Yeah, it's like the continental rift or something like that. It's between, you can, where are we, baby?
We're reversed it on purpose.
Oh, yeah, okay.
It's over here somewhere.
Yeah, it's way over there.
Oh, wait.
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
So in this divide between Iceland and Greenland, there's like, you can look this up online because I'm stupid, but the water, the landmass that's underneath, there are these huge like rips in like almost like canyons, right? Canyons in the—
With volcano?
No, there's no volcanoes. This is just all like the seafloor is raised, but it's broken open and you can swim within it. It's supposed to be the purest water in the world because continually it's coming down and drifting. So there's no like, it doesn't sit. It's never still. Yeah. And apparently you can swim in it even in the coldest of months and it's still, with a body suit, still gets enough movement where it's warm enough you can be in it.
Really?
Yeah, so we want to do that. We saw it online. I was like, I want to do that shit.
Soder and I, have you ever been to Iceland?
I've been to Reykjavik once.
Soder and I are going to go in July, I think.
Oh, dude, we'll
go back. We've both been.
So summer solstice. It'll be daylight all day and all night.
Daylight a lot, yeah.
I did, so I was there when it was summer too, or when it was, only daylight. We flew in to interview the Mountain from Game of Thrones, the strongest man in the world.
Yeah.
And he took me, I don't know if you and I talked about this on a podcast. Maybe, probably we did.
I remember it.
Yeah. But he took me to his gym.
Oh, yeah.
And it was in the basement of like a 7-Eleven. And I lifted weights with a bunch of ex-cons. Dude, it was the most fun. But it was 48 hours or something, or 72 hours in Iceland. And it really did. It fucked me up so bad. Because even with blackout curtains, you still know it's daylight and everything is, it's still coming through.
It's so weird. 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, and it's still light out. When me and Taylor went to, I think a day before the solstice.
Yeah.
To Anchorage.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
It was like, it's like 2 a.m. People are leaving the bar all drunk, but it's bright light.
Super bright.
And it's downtown. So you're like, does that guy have like Down syndrome? You know what I mean? It looks like he's leaving an office building.
Yeah.
And he's just stumbling. It's like, it's too early for this.
That's apparently what it's like in South Korea. My buddy said, in Seoul, it's like customary for, if your boss takes you out drinking, like you have to stay out drinking as long as he stays out. So a lot of times they'll do this like to test you a little bit, but you have you have to go to work. So he's like, you'll see guys like, I mean, still blacked out, like on the train going to their job because
still
they were
drunk.
Out. Yeah.
I love a wake up drunk and like it, you don't realize it for a little bit.
It takes a couple hours.
Oh, right. Yeah. I stopped drinking 2 hours ago. Of course, I'm still drunk. Not enough time just because I slept a little.
One time I drank my first job in LA. I'll never forget. We went to I was a house party and it went all night long, Sunday night. It was crazy. It was like a rave. It turned into this like absurd thing. We all took drugs and I was really hungover. And I had drank so much beer, which is why I kind of don't drink beer that much anymore because the way it fucks up my stomach. And I had just like the worst gas and diarrhea all morning. And I was going to my PA job and I was in like a sealed off, like a room like this big with another PA. And we had to like cut and organize boxes. And I couldn't help it. And I farted, but she didn't hear it. And as I'm opening up a box, I see her. She goes, "Oh my God." And I was like, "What?" And she's like, "Something was in this box. It smelled like it died." She's like, "It smelled like a rotten." She's like, "A rotten piece of like a rotten vegetable, like it died. Something ate it and died in it." And I was like, "God, that's terrible." That's all I can think about. My stomach smelled like a rotten vegetable farm. Farted, died, ate it, and died again. But no, backing up, I went to, I went to Reykjavik. We're gonna go back because I want to try it one more time, and then.
That's cool, the continental divide.
Yeah.
Here's what I love about travel. When you have like, there's this one thing I want to do.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's maybe not what everybody else wants to do there, but
that's
like, that's what I want to do. I went to Guatemala. There's these like weird saunas in just a northern city. It's like only there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I want to go find those. And everywhere I went in the hospital, like, there's no shuttles that go there. You're going to have to take, like, local buses to get up there. And
fine.
Like, it's fine. And you find it, and you're like, that's your goal to find? Not, like, the volcanoes or anything?
Like, right, right. Well, like, nah. Like in Iceland, people go to the Blue Lagoon. Do you know what that
yeah.
is? Yeah. Yeah, don't go there.
Don't go there. Do not overpriced. Go there. It's do not, not even the thing.
There. Don't. Go on a weird little exploration. You can kind of get lost on your own out there. Just go on your own.
Ari
just...
took me. Eljarn, do you know him?
No, I don't think so.
He's, like, their comic.
Oh, okay.
He took me to the north.
Yeah, the north.
Where it's just like there's a fissure. Someone put a rope up years ago. You climb down and it's just a natural hot spring.
That's awesome. Yeah. Yeah, there's hot springs if you go on the other side by yourself. People just want, when they usually go, that's usually like, it's Disneyland. It's like people go with their kids.
From the airport. Yeah.
And they just can go right there yeah. and they feel safe and blah, 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 yeah. blah, blah.
We're not talking about that today.
Fuck that.
What are we talking about? Where are you taking me? You just got back.
I went to Sicily and Ireland.
Sicily and Ireland. They're almost unrelated.
But that's me. I'm Sicilian and Irish.
Are you
Sicily
really?
Sicily down there. Yeah. Sicily down there.
The red hair is from here.
Yeah. It's from up here. Yeah.
It's from up here.
No, the red hair is actually from, right. Yeah. I'll show you. Yeah. The red hair is from right there. In the South Ireland.
They're so close to dark skin to like no skin. They're so close.
Yeah. Dude, it is. It's a thumb to a tip away.
Yeah, wow.
He's a thumb to a tip away. So I went down to Sicily because a good friend of mine, a Brit, and you know what's so funny about like Brits they know so much more about traveling in Europe and the secrets because that's what they do as kids. We don't have that ability to know someone that vacation or that, what do they call it? Holidayed somewhere
holidayed.
Every year.
Wow. Yeah.
So he's like, I know this guy that this company has these charters and we can take a charter in the Agadi Island chain.
Okay.
Do you know what that is?
No. Tell me what it is.
So he's getting a notebook. So in the Tyrrhenian Sea, which can we
I've
see
I've never
it?
Heard of that. What is that? In Sicily?
The Tyrrhenian Sea is the divide there between that and you see like Tunisia or whatever that is.
Down there?
Yeah, correct.
So this is an oldie map. But this
I was
is
just going to say, is this map
sea?
Even up to date at all?
So it's like
all?
Part of the Mediterranean?
Yeah, so
wait.
The northwestern part of Sicily
yeah.
is the Tyrrhenian Sea.
Okay.
I'm going to show you here. See right there?
Yeah.
See this is called the Tyrrhenian Sea.
Oh,
and that's Tunisia. That is, of course, Sardinia. You've heard of Sardinia before,
I
right?
have.
The little island of Sardinia off the coast of Italy.
Okay.
So in between the tip of the boot, right down there, and where that's Sicily, and in between that and Tunisia is the Tyrrhenian Sea. So out there, way out, I can zoom in because you won't see it on your map. See those islands out there, way out there?
Yeah.
So there's a chain of islands. And I'm going to pronounce it wrong, so I'm Italian. It's Agadi Islands, but there's three islands we went to. So we take a...
I've never even heard of those.
Oh, dude, it's the... It's
I've
one
never
of the,
even heard
one of the
of
fucking
those.
Cool... So what you do is...
What, is it inhabited? Like, is it, like, built up?
Oh, no, there's, yeah. There's
first world.
There's communities there. Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, no, I was going to say first world, but...
Second world or third world?
Like, one and a half world.
Okay.
It's, like, close to one and a half.
Okay.
But what you do is, you fly into to Western Italy, and you go to... Like, we stayed in Marsala, is where we stayed. Marsala is the most, like... Western tip of Sicily.
Okay.
It's like that little time. It's a little.
Okay.
And Marsala, by the way, is dope. Marsala is so fucking cool. And you take, you. We went down to this, you know, you go
How
down
touristy
to,
is Marsala?
I wouldn't say it's a huge touristy spot. Siracusa and all that stuff on the east side is way more.
Okay.
That's where most people want to be.
Yeah.
The western side is not as much. It is, but it's not as much.
Everybody has these like lines of how touristy they want it. And some people want like, I want no one there, but like, oh, then there's nothing available for me. There's
yeah, you need some shit.
Yeah, some level. But you don't want to be in like, yeah, in the middle of fucking the Times Square.
Well, let's put
of-
it like this. Like Marsala in the hotel that we stayed at, it was our party and one other guest.
Nice.
So it's pretty.
Okay.
There wasn't a ton of touristy there.
That's cool.
But, we go down, we take this boat and we chartered a boat with a captain and a, what do they call her? She's like a, I don't know. She's like a.
Women can be captains.
No. She wasn't.
They still can't.
No, they can't. Not in Italy. No, yeah, no, yeah. No. To the back of the boat. She was like the first mate or whatever. I don't even know what it's called. But she's basically like our concierge, right?
Okay.
So she's there to like help with cooking and cleaning and. You know, she's basically a concierge on the boat because the captain's got all sorts of bullshit to deal with on the boat.
Steering.
Yeah, well, this is what's really funny.
Yeah.
You don't.
What do you mean?
Dude, they autopilot that shit. They don't steer at all.
Really?
Most of the time, I would be downstairs and he's a little tiny guy, and his name is escaping me because of drugs and alcohol. But he's a little tiny man, and he'd be downstairs, and I'd go, "Do you need to to the boat?" And he's like, "No, it's okay, it's okay." And he would just put it on a track and go. And when it was like really bad, like when the sea got really, really, like really bad,
yeah,
he still wouldn't be up there. Yeah, he let Otto do it. He let Otto do everything because it corrects it just the same. Kind of like in an airplane when someone's like when you hit these big bumps and you're like, "Whoa." By the time you've hit the bump, you're already way past it. So there's nothing you can do about it.
Right. Oh, right.
So like when someone's like, "Oh, that turbulence is bad," you're like, "It's over.
It's done."
You felt it because it happened. It's the same thing with a bad bump of a wave. It's like, it's over. We did it already. You know, like you don't need to worry about it. So he was not steering most of the time. But we went out to these three islands, Favignana, Levanzo, and Marettimo is what it's called. And it was fucking, you would have loved. Marettimo is, they call it Dog Island. There is hundreds and hundreds of dogs.
Today's episode of You Be Trippin' is brought to you by ButcherBox. Guys, it's actually a product I've wanted to use for a long time, but I've needed a promo code. Yeah, this Jew's not paying full price for anything. And neither should you, my listeners. ButcherBox.com, they send you high-quality cuts of meat right to your door. Beef, chicken, pork. What's another one? Seafood. What's another one? The best of all, lamb. Yeah. 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, pork-raised crate-free, and wild-caught seafood. Yeah, it's quality meat. It's meat you can't beat. ButcherBox. Meat you can't beat. Guys at ButcherBox, if you're listening to this, that's a quality tagline you should consider using for ads all over the country. It's meat you can't beat. And then you'll figure out the ads. Anyway, ButcherBox.com. I'm excited to finally use them. I'll tell you how it is once I get it. The key to becoming a great meal prep master? Staying stocked up on the essentials. ButcherBox is here to help you do just that. They're offering our listeners, here it is, their choice of a weeknight meal must-have. 3 pounds of chicken thighs, 2 pounds of ground beef, or 1 pound of premium steak tips for free in every order for a whole year. Plus, get $20 off your first order. Wow. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/trippin and use the code TRIPPIN to choose your free offer and $20 off. ButcherBox.com/trippin. Today's episode of You Be Trippin' is brought to you by Manscaped.com. The good people at Manscaped believe you should trim up that muff. Yeah, they think it's disgusting. I have a disgusting muff, and I go, yeah, you get it. Some of us, Manscaped.com, want the look of disgust, want the someone to go, actually, I'm not going to do this because you have no respect for yourself, and walk out. And that's the kind of stuff there's just socially we've been into. And Manscaped.com doesn't get that. And they developed this product called the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra to get you trim and clean down there. To have people, I guess, go through with it when they see it. Not be disgusted. Listen, different strokes for different folks, I guess. Embrace the season. Join over 10 million people, men worldwide, who trust Manscaped. With our special offer, go to manscaped.com and use the code TRIPPIN for 20% off and free shipping to get rid of your muff. I mean, they got to give it. If you're going to get rid of that disgusting muff that you've been developing for years, so much so that the only way you can cut it is with an actual machete, then for sure you need a special offer. And here it is. Guys, the good people at manscaped.com believe you should trim that muff. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code TRIPPIN at manscaped.com. That's right. 20% off and free shipping with the code TRIPPIN at manscaped.com. Nothing like a little spring cleaning in your pants.
Just because there's nowhere for them to fucking go. The town kind of is like carved into the mountain there.
Yeah.
And they can't go. They'll never be able to get up to the other side. So it's almost like a port town where you can only go so far and there's nowhere fucking else to go. Unless you jumped in the water and swam around to another side.
So it's just stray dogs.
It is hundreds of dogs.
Dude, I love that.
Dog Island. It was so sick. So you're just eating dinner and dogs would be just all around, just hanging out. And they go where they want to go. Some of them obviously are owned by these people, but yeah. They don't fucking...
I love any place where dogs just kind of free roam.
Dude, this was heaven on... If
Dog Island.
Yeah. If he heard about it, yeah. He'd be gone already. He'd be there.
Dude, he loves just stray dogs.
Dude,
it's just like friends, and they're like, let's go. And
it's nothing but stray dogs roaming around, and they'll come up to the restaurants and hang out and sit near the restaurants.
And the restaurant tours or whatever, the owner's like, get me in it.
Yeah.
And then they like leave for like 2 minutes and then come right back.
Yeah, oh, go. And they come right back feeding them pasta. But Favignana is fucking so cool. Dude, Favignana is like one of my favorite places I've ever been to in my entire
life. Describe, like, what would you do there?
I mean, like,
Why?
Constantly, like, eating, first of all. You're just eating as much fucking food as you can possibly, like, gorge in your body. But also just taking scooters around to the parts of the island.
God, I love that.
And going to, like, little swim spots, little baby swim spots.
God, I love
that.
Oh, really?
I'll show you inlets? A ton of photos.
Yeah, show me some photos.
So there's, like, the best part is about...
You say you rent a scooter? How much are scooters?
Oh, dude, honestly, I think it was like $20 for the whole day or something. Nice. Like, it was fucking absurd. It's
the
not
mopeds,
real.
Right? Yeah. Where you don't have to like, change gears.
Yeah, no,
that's
no.
My favorite.
One gear, just...
And then some people like Dean Del Rey will be like, well, that's not real. I'm like, fuck off, dude. It's so great. You just
the
zoom
most
in.
This is Marettimo. This is kind of like a you see, you know, these boats docked.
Oh, wow.
That's one of the dogs from Dog Island. Yeah, just nice. Chilling. But what they do is, so you can see when you get to Marettimo, right? Like it's that, there's really not much there. Like it's a little coastal.
Is it just like fishing village that got built
It
up?
Was. Yeah, it was. See, that's it right there.
Wow. That's dingy, dude.
Yeah.
That's dingy to the point where it's like, it's just a tiny little sign.
It's a tiny baby sign, and there's like maybe 20 buildings right there, and that's all there is. You can only go like you could only go a mile south and a mile north, and then you run out of things to walk.
Dude, what are
maybe
you doing
at
here,
the most
jumping off the cliffs.
Yeah, jumping off the fucking cliffs.
No
yeah,
way.
That was so sick. So no we would just
way.
You could go through all those. We would just find little like inlets and little like spots, and you'd pull up a fucking we had a boat. We were on a
wow.
boat, and we would just pull up to like. I'll show you. We would just pull up to like that.
Yeah.
Drop a fucking anchor and swim for a couple hours.
Warm
yeah.
water.
Oh my God, dude. Yes. It was so nice. I mean, I like cold water, so nothing bothers me, but it was beautiful.
I went, where's
But it was this. It was like cave exploration too.
Wow.
So we would have a bullshit little dinghy, a little hand motor, you know, a little tiny bullshit hand motor and just go all over the place. Our boat.
Whoa.
Yeah. How sick is that?
Wow.
Look at the water.
Look at those kids. It's so turquoise.
It's fucking unreal, dude. And so we would just pull a boat into here. We drop the anchor.
You snorkel and shit?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
But this is I'll show you our boats in the background there. Or I'll show you what our boat looked like.
You never got fat, huh?
No, I never got that fat, man. It kind of worked out for me.
Yeah.
Wait, this was... So that was our boat. There was 10... How many people on the boat? 8 or 9 people on the boat.
Did you know them all or you met them?
No, it was family. It was family.
Oh, okay.
Look at this guy. Look at that dirty, dirty boy. It was at your special
That's
taping.
My special
I went from your special taping to Italy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, literally. We were leaving like the next morning. But what I was going to say was you go into these little, like you have a dinghy off the back of this boat.
Yeah.
And you go into these little nooks and crannies and you
find. Oh, that was the inflatable like sides?
Yeah.
That was that in
yeah,
that
yeah.
Picture?
A little dinghy. Yeah. The dinghy off the side.
And you go in there.
So that's like, that's our boat like that.
Yeah.
And you've got a little boat on the back. And we would literally just, that's it right there.
That's it.
And you drop trout, jump in, and just explore for, you know, for hours. But this is Favignana's an old fishing village. This is an old fish market.
Prison?
It was an old fish
market. So they take the fish right in and
right
they
there,
sell it.
Right there. And that's where it used, so the new one is around the other side. It's way more modern and sexy. And
yeah.
But this, they would literally, the boats could physically pull up on, they
unload their ship.
They'd literally pull into the market, throw them out, and then push them back into the sea because- the sand goes right up inside the market. So they didn't like have to anchor out, put it on a dock. They fucking drove into the bitch and then someone kicked them the fuck back out. But Favignana it's the most populous, right? It's the most busy. And I would argue.
It's not that mob though.
No. I would argue out of all these humans you see,
70%
are Sicilians.
Wow.
Yeah. A small contingency of tourism. Because honestly, it's a tough.
Does that make you feel more danger or more fun?
Super stoked.
Stoked, yeah.
Harder to get around.
And no one's bugging you. No one's like, want a necklace? Want a this?
No, that doesn't exist. No,
right.
No. This is like the only fear that I have when I go to that kind of stuff is, fuck you. Why do you not speak Italian? Like, why do you not speak your English is annoying them.
Yeah.
My fear is like trying my best to get away with what I can without pissing someone off, without them going like this.
Oh, I feel that. I hear that.
That eye roll of like, ugh, fucking annoying.
Yeah.
Because you inherently, when you travel, you know, You're like, I can't not be an American. I'm going to try my best to like go by what I think their rules are.
Or at least don't be a stereotype of America.
Just don't be annoying.
You can't not be American.
No, it's right. Inherent. Yeah. But I mean, like here was a funny example. We're all, there's no, the best rule about like Sicily is that there are fucking no rules. There's no rules. But you have to just know that like you know how in America, if you park in New York especially, if you park on one side of the street, you're getting fucking booted. And they're going to waste 7 seconds booting you. You know, that's like, you're fucked. There, it's like parts of the islands, there's no parking signs. There's no, you can't park there, you can't. So where our mopeds and all that shit would go, you just had to monkey see, monkey do what other people were doing.
Oh, that's fun.
To learn where you could and couldn't
go. And
then
also, go. It's like, you park here, like, because it's a motorcycle, not a moped. You're like, I don't know. Yeah. You think you just, and then when they go, you think you can just do this? I'm like, yeah, I kind of thought that. Yeah. I don't know.
It's so funny because you learn that you're like, there kind of is no rules.
Oh.
Like, but you have to obey local.
Custom.
Local custom. Like, it's like, they all know. Which is, by the way, I thought about that. I was like, we do that at home too. We just don't think about it. Where when we go to a certain area, we know where you would go. You don't fucking go there. And someone's like, well, there's nothing to indicate. It's like, everybody knows you don't fucking go there.
How about no overnight parking in Pasadena? There's one sign when you right. leave the highway yeah. and then everyone in Pasadena just knows. And then yeah. you just get a ticket when you're fucking some girl in Pasadena. Because why would you look when you get off the highway why? Where you can park?
But it was like that. That was, of all the places, I should take it step by step. But the best part about going around the island to these little like nooks is, you know, look, dude, it's, you're on your own. So like if you fell and got hurt or someone slipped, like yeah. going down these, because it's a lot of rocks, you know.
Oh, yeah. When you're standing on the rock over wall, if right.
It's rock.
And you smash your leg or your knee. It's like, yeah, how are you going to even
no,
get back to the boat?
It's extremely unbeachy. It's
yeah.
stone and water. So I highly suggest.
That's how Croatia was.
Yeah, it's stone and water.
It's like you can jump right off the rocks into, but it's also like, is this deep enough to dive?
And you're like, well, we're gonna find out.
Yeah.
But again, I monkey see, monkey do a lot. So I'll just watch what someone local is doing, and you're like, you know, like there are these old caves, these huge caves in Favignana, and I'll show you photos. And like this is where people, you know, were it was mining, so they were mining a lot, and then it turned into where people could live at night as well. So. As time goes on, these caves are not occupied for like teenagers to get high in.
Oh no.
Of course where cool. you would go. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh.
So we went down to this one cave and it was like, immediately I was like, oh, I can smell weed. And everybody was like, where is everybody? And you could go for, and I'm not exaggerating, you could walk inside of the center of these caves for 10 minutes with your iPhone light and it went forever and ever and ever. So it got kind of creepy of how deep could we go. But like that's Favignana. Those are caves. They were
Wait,
old mining
oh my
caves.
God, they look like even enough where they've been dug out.
But they're huge. By the way, those wow. are like 30-foot ceilings. Like
and
as you
people
go
stay
in
there almost as like a beach umbrella.
They do.
It's just
yeah.
for shade.
Exactly. But if you can go, those caves go deep into the island. So
wow.
you could go like, you know, I don't know. You could walk like 10 minutes in there and kids would get high and get drunk. So when you go in there, there's teenagers just fucking around in there. Yeah,
my
absolutely.
Favorite angles when you on the beach is just right up somebody's crotch.
That is,
and
that
it, like you don't see vagina, but you really get as close as you can.
You see the boof. It's called the boof. That's boof. The boof. Yeah, that's the boof down there. But it was like these caves were old mining caves, and so you would,
wow. So they of course they go in there to get
so that,
high.
That's
yeah.
another. That's a view of what it looked like. From,
wow, look at those cliffs.
It's insane. And you can go down into these things, also extremely dangerous. But again, in America,
everyone's just doing it.
In America, there would be fences.
Dude, I was
laws.
In Norway in Oslo, and there's this like castle. At yeah. the end of the castle, it just kind of like goes up, and then it just drops down to where the sea is. And there's just a little chain link, like just a chain,
physical chain.
Yeah, and
yeah.
some of it's about a foot off the ground at the base of it.
Yeah,
and it's just like it just says, "Be careful."
Yeah,
and
please,
I'm like,
please
"Oh, in America, they wouldn't let us." Get here and then step over it and hang your legs down
nope.
and just like smoke it.
There would be guards.
Yeah, you just would have a whole full fence.
Like, it would say like $850 fine for trespassing.
Yeah.
No, they just let you kind of figure it the fuck out.
Wow.
Like you really have to figure. But all these caves on Favignana on that other side are like, it's like a hang spot. So like people don't just go there to go in the water. People will go there to like sit and have lunch.
Can you buy food there?
You can, but it's you have to bring out.
You bring it.
Yeah.
Okay.
The only thing that's close to there sometimes, like we have street carts, you know, it's like they'll have a couple of street vendors out there selling like drinks sometimes, but Not really. That's pretty rare.
Bring your own shit.
You should bring your own fucking shit. So when you rent those scooters, they have those big locked cases on the back for helmets, which is nice because you can throw a bag of food in there.
Here's some advice sandwiches. I have for real when getting a scooter.
Mm.
Look in there because some of them are about the size of like a file of like a, you know, you could put two files of paper in there and some of them are big enough for the helmet.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
look
yeah.
in the trunk and make like, sure it's oh, big I want enough. This big one. Yeah, 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 yeah. You could put your shit
because you can put sandwiches
it.
In there. We would put like, we'd put sandwiches, a couple bottles of water and then, you
sunblock.
Know.
You're not finding sunblock out there.
You kidding me? Never used it in my life.
What do you think?
I go through like a zinc spray in the fucking morning before I leave. I put on so much sunscreen the whole time. People were like shocked that I was with. And then by halfway through the trip, everyone was burnt to shit.
I love
burnt
it. I love when people make fun of you and then they feel the pain.
Oh, like, there was so much fucking
it's
pain.
Such justice. Because you start going, yeah, maybe I do put on too much sunblock. And then like, ow, ow, ow. Nope. You're like, oh, right.
I feel good.
Yeah, I made this decision a while ago. Hey guys, it's Ari. Let me just tell you this. Not only do I love travel, but I also like doing stand-up comedy. And here are the places I'll be. First and foremost, I'm recording my new stand-up comedy special in Washington, D.C., April 26th and 27th. 26th just went on sale in case you missed tickets for the 27th. Get tickets right now at arishafir.com/tour. It's in Washington, D.C. You'll see when you're there why I decided to do it there. There's a message I want to give to the good people who are too political of Washington. Also, got my Wrong Side of History tour wrapping up, leading up to it. And here are those dates. Raleigh, March 21st, it starts. I'm not going to say dates, just the places. Raleigh, oh, Asheville sold out. Charlotte, second show added. First show is still available. Raleigh, first show sold out. Hoover, Alabama, I think that means Birmingham, Charleston, Nashville, both those sold out, don't know why I say it, Huntsville, Alabama, Knoxville, Tennessee, Memphis, Tennessee, Lexington, Kentucky, Cleveland sold out on March 31st, I think we're going to add a show on April 2nd, I think that's available now, Cincinnati, first show sold out, second show added, Columbus, first show sold out, second show added, Grand Rapids, April 4th, Detroit, April 5th at the Fillmore. Toronto, April 6th at the Queen Elizabeth Theater. First show is sold out. Second show added April 6th. April 20th, I'm at the Paramount Theater in Huntington, Long Island. I'm also doing 13th, 14th, around there. I got this just as announced is... Where we got Halifax, first time ever in Halifax, then Ottawa, Rutland, and then down to the Paramount in Huntington. And then 420, I'm doing the Paramount in Austin, Texas, April 26th, 27th, the Capitol turnaround in Washington, D.C., May 9th and 10th, Ari Shaffir's renamed storytelling show at the Netflix is a Joke Festival in Los Angeles. And that's it. And then Australia will be announced real soon. When is Australia coming out? The tickets are available. I have the date. Get ready, Australia. March 22nd will be the pre-sale. Let's use promo code, probably Ari. Let's just call it Ari. Melbourne first. Adelaide. I'm going to Canberra for the first time. Brisbane. Sydney. State of origin. Then coming home, then taking the summer off. Houston Improv, March 29th through 30th. This is our Andrew Santino's dates. Tampa, Florida, April 26th, 27th. Stand Up Live, what again? Oh, no. May 3rd and 4th. Nashville, Tennessee, May 10th, 12th. Dallas, Texas, May 31st through 1st. San Francisco, California, Cobbs, June 28th, 29th. Check out Andrew Santino, is that correct? .com for more info. And guys, let's get back to Andrew talking about the Sicilian Islands, a place I never even thought of going. And it sounds so fucking cool. Let's get back to the episode.
The only bummer that was kind of like during certain parts of the season, the jellyfish swarms are crazy. They're
interesting.
Crazy. And I mean, we got in the water at this one point where we dropped anchor and it was probably like, you know, 30 feet, 40 feet to the bottom. And you think if you're that far away, the jellyfish will be more dispersed. Closer to the shore sometimes, especially docks, there'll be like a fucking thousand of them. So if you go further out, you have a better chance of getting away from them a little bit.
Yeah.
We dropped. We all jumped in. We're like swimming. And then Max, one of the my buddy's son who we were with, he was like, fucking jellyfish. There's fucking jellyfish all over here. And I was like, what? And dude, I go, throw me goggles.
Not just one.
I grabbed goggles and I looked underneath and I was like, oh my fucking God. It was like all around me.
Whoa.
I had jumped in, not even think. I didn't even think about it. Because when you look down, the water's so clear. I couldn't see shit. You couldn't see
also,
it.
Also, they're almost see-through.
They're pretty see-through. Yeah, they're tough to see unless you're like in.
Wow.
So, of course, we were slowly swimming back and we were like guiding him away from him. Because look, it's not deadly, but it sucks when you get stung. Schultz got stung, was there with his wife and got clipped.
Really?
Yeah, it sucks. Everyone says it sucks. I've never gotten stung, but it's like, it's just inconvenient. It hurts. It's fucking annoying. It leaves a scar on you.
Ugh.
And so we were swimming around them and we had to keep finding new places. But our captain was like, the jellyfish are just going to, because the warmer drift, they're going to be going with the warmer drift of the water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, as soon as it gets warmer, they kind of rise
he's
up.
Like, it's going to be coming down all these places. Wow. So there was like parts of the island too that were, the thing I learned was wild is they're like what we call like, you know, like forest preserves or like national, like, you know, like you can't, you're not permitted to
protected
go.
Areas.
Yeah, protected areas. Yeah, protected areas. Not only are you not allowed on that piece of the island, your fucking boat can't go over there. And they have their Coast Guard, I don't know what they're called, but those guys will fucking chill out there.
Waiting for someone
make
to
sure try. That your boat doesn't go there. They don't give a fuck if you're on black tar heroin naked on your boat, jerking
all
off.
All they care about is the fucking...
Don't put the boat over here.
The bird that lives only there. That needs its nesting.
But it's so funny because, there's like no rules. Right. They just are like, don't go there. You can do whatever you want, but like your boat just shouldn't go near here. Anything else is fine. Because I was showering naked off the back of the boat and one of the cops came. And one of the police came because we had to pay to park in the bay for that evening. Because most nights we spent in the bays.
So you lived on the boat?
Slept on the boat. For a week.
Wow.
Because most
nights. Were
there
beds and stuff? Was there cabins underneath?
Yeah, there's cabins underneath. Yeah.
Different cabins?
Yeah, so there was two like larger cabins.
Yeah.
And then there's two other smaller ones and then a captain's quarters in the very front of the boat. He's got his own little like.
A week.
Yeah.
That's great.
It was so dope. And the bay area, if you can find a buoy in a bay. Which, by the way, is funny to hear him say. When he would say it, he'd say, it sounded like boy. He's like, we must find a little boy. And I was like, why do we need a little boy? He's like, no, we have to get a little boy for the boat. And I was like, what the fuck? I'm dead serious. He kept saying it like a little boy, a little tiny boy for the boat. And I was like, I don't really want a boy on the boat.
Your wife's just like, hey, they have different customs. Let's yeah. just, you gotta.
All right, we'll get a little boy on the boat. And then so he would point out these little tiny orange buoys. And there you can tie up
so
to
those. So
that's
like a dock, almost.
No, that's like a parking space.
Right, right, right.
You're only allowed so many buoys in each bay. And I was like, what do the boats do that don't get buoys?
Yeah.
And he's like, you either have to pay to dock at the physical dock, which is three times as expensive, which is fine. We did it twice because you had to.
Yeah.
He's like, or you go away. And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, you will go away. So I was like, if we don't find a spot, we fuck off. He's like, yes, yes, we will go. And I was like, to where? He's like, to another island and find a spot. And I was like, holy shit.
Wow.
So if we didn't get one, it was like, you're fucked.
Wow.
So those bays at night, I think were $32 a night, American. And then the physical dock.
$32. Oh, that's okay.
No, it's nothing.
Especially for all of you.
Yeah, for all. Yeah, no. If you're with a group of friends.
$3 a person.
It's nothing.
Right.
But if you go to the main dock where you actually get to anchor into a physical dock to walk into town.
Yeah.
I think it was like $120 a night, which okay. is much more pricey, obviously. But
and also you're paying for the boat. How much is the boat?
So this is kind of wild. It ranges between like how big your boat is, like how many 46 feet or whatever we had or 48 feet to like, you know, whatever. But the charter itself for all in. Like for an entire week.
Pay for the guy to drive it, pay for the people.
Yeah, for an entire week with like both of the families on there.
Are they feeding? They brought the food.
Yeah, so what we do is we give the I can't remember her name. I'm so being so dumb. But we gave them money and she went grocery shopping the day that we were going to board the boat. Okay. So we pay them to go. And then they tell us, here's what we want. And then we say, here's what we want. And then she goes, here's what I think you should also get from the grocery store. So the grocery store is nearby. You can bring your own shit, but they'll also shop. And then you eat on the boat. Every day we ate breakfast and coffee. Like
so nice.
Melons and prosciutto on the boat.
With the sun coming in.
Dude, every day it was like melons, prosciutto.
Melon and prosciutto
almost every day
coffee.
With coffee, almost every day. And then sometimes biscuits or like some, you know, or like maybe granola. But it also, dude, that's the other thing is like, you're not eating fatty bullshit food. You're not eating like.
How much better is food everywhere else but America?
It's shocking. It's like shocking.
It's like you can eat trash. Like in Edinburgh, you eat like eating late night fried food and you're like, I'm still losing weight. How am I losing weight eating fried food every night?
And then she would get all this stuff and then we would occasionally eat lunch on the boat or a snack if we felt like it. And then most nights we did dinner in town. We wanted to do like a dinner somewhere to eat like local fare.
So you dock and like get some fish.
Or, dude, a lot of times, like I said, we stayed in the bay, so we would drop anchor and get in the dinghy and then dinghy up to shore.
Oh, yeah.
And then you have to pull, again, another thing I learned, we got yelled at once. We pulled the dinghy up and one of the restaurateurs was like, no. And I was like, why? He's like, no. He's like, around. So I had to get in, pull the dinghy. Like you weren't allowed to have boats on the shore of one side. I don't know why, but he was like, no. So I had to go all the way the fuck around and pulled it in. We had dinner at this place, like right on the beach. It was super hidden and dark. And it was like a very like, it felt Caribbean, like in style. It was very like a hut and they were just cooking whatever they caught. So you got what they caught.
Yeah.
That was it. It wasn't like.
I love that.
It wasn't like, do you guys have that? Yeah. It was like, they handed you a piece of paper and then we had help translating. And it
it's
like,
this idea if you have a menu, it's like that's with factory farm, where it's like we'll have this.
This is what we have.
Like, oh, the salmons aren't—they're not here this week.
Right. So they would get. You could tell they would go. There's a market up the road where they would have someone go on a little moped and get vegetables or whatever.
Yeah.
But then it was whatever they had, fish and seafood wise, and that's just kind of what you got. Awesome.
And it's also so fresh.
Yeah, and if you didn't want it, it was also like fuck off. That was kind of funny. If people were like, "Oh, I don't want anything on here," it's like.
Okay.
Well, then you don't eat.
This is what we have.
I look back at prosciutto and melon on the boat. Like, yeah. it was pretty limited as far as.
You go to a bookstore, I'm like, well, I'm looking for like a DVD. Like, well, we'd then go to a
then
DVD
fuck off.
Store. Yeah. I don't know what to tell you.
But their attitude about it is great. If you're like, do you have this? And they're like, no. They're like, do you know where to get this? They're like, no. This is what we do. If you don't like it, go away.
I was in this island, Croatia. It's pretty similar because it's like almost, I think, the same. It might be the Adriatic or whatever, but it's all close.
Yeah.
Same rocks, you jump in. And it was like fish restaurants. So like, we have lionfish today. Somebody caught one.
Like, oh, shit. Okay.
Is it good? I was like, all right, I'll have
it. Yeah, it's all right. Pretty good.
Yeah.
It was one of those. The only issue that people had that I kind of don't mind is anytime you're South Italy, Sicily especially, and out in the water, obviously you're out in the fucking sea. You're eating seafood. You're eating a fuck load of seafood.
Yeah, so?
So if you're not a huge seafood person. Right.
But get into it, though.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, get over it because you're going to eat the fuck out of it.
I don't know how it was in Chicago, but it was in Maryland where it was like, seafood, do you really want that? But it's like, you learn to, when you start getting fresh stuff, you learn to appreciate it more.
Good. Yeah.
It's like, it can be so good. Like a branzino, like a whole fucking fish.
Oh, eat
so
the whole fucking thing,
like,
yeah.
It's just so good.
So the problem is when people go down there, I think too, some of the people that we were with, everybody was cool, but it was like, sometimes they wanted like, you know, like a red bolognese sauce. Well, that's more like Roman and Northern, you know, that's Roman and up type of shit. Most of the, I mean, a little bit south of that, but what I'm saying is South Italy, Sicily, especially, it's almost exclusively going to be a seafood pasta. And it's not a lot of bolognese meat sauces and red sauces. Right. No, it's usually clear white wine sauces or clear sauces, and it's fish and pasta or crab and pasta, or you know what I mean? Like you're not getting these rich meat sauce dishes.
So you just have to accept like that. They don't do that here.
Get over it.
Yeah, it's like that in Spain. People are like, I want a paella. Like, that's Madrid. That's not Barcelona.
That's not here. Yeah.
So
get over it.
Yeah, unless you find a Madridian restaurant.
Which you'll probably find. If you really want something, you will get it because they do cater to enough people from not there where they're like, but most of the places we ate dinner at, get into it, dog. You're eating fucking fish.
Was there any
pasta.
Like cool booze that was there that you found?
You know what's so funny is we went to one on Marettimo on Dog Island. This was a wild story. We go into this like little bar to go have wine. And by the way, shout out Italy, I love you, but
shout out bars.
Some of the worst wine.
No way.
I hate Italian wine.
What?
French wine all day. French wine all day. French
but
wine
I mean,
all day.
Bad? Or it's just not your favorite.
I don't like it. I don't fuck with it. That's not it. But for the most part,
Lambrusco.
You know,
what's it? Is that the bubbly wine?
What is it?
Lambrusco. What's the bubbly red wine?
No, I know it's I don't know, but like the Chianti stuff, like that shit is just.
You don't like it?
No way.
That's always the stuff that's in that basket pour.
Yeah, yeah, it's dog shit. It's dog shit. It's piss wine. It's bad
house wine.
Yeah, it's house wine. But there would always be a few bars, and they would have like Italian beers, it's just Southern Italy beers, and then you'd get
beer
like.
Beer Moretti?
They usually had like maybe rum, vodka. They definitely don't fuck with whiskey. So as a whiskey guy, it was a nightmare.
They don't fuck with whiskey.
They really? Have it. They'll have Jack Daniels. Do you know what I mean? Like Jack is the only, that's the only one that they really have.
I love how the world thinks Jack Daniels is not trash.
No, that around the globe, that is what's whiskey. Whiskey to them, that's like, that's whiskey.
Oh my God.
So for the most part, I was drinking like rum or vodka or, you know, whatever wine was there. So it was a little tough because I'm not a huge, I like fucking whiskey and I like limited beer. Anyway,
yeah,
we went to this bar.
Just like, I like whiskey.
I just like whiskey so much.
And when you're at a bar, you go straight, like, what do you have? You go straight to the whiskey and scotch section. You're just like,
yeah, that's what I like. It's just what I want.
You start to know the brand. You're like, yeah.
I don't love vodka. I don't like, but I drank whatever. I would have a couple of drinks. Yeah. But anyway, we go into this bar and there's this like, this chick and these three dudes. And I could tell right away that they're American.
Okay.
Like I know immediately they're American.
Okay.
And I can see them staring at me. And then the one girl comes over and says hello, and she's a fan. And
no way, really?
Yeah, she's being very cool, and they're very nice. And I said, how did you guys... And she said, why are you guys on Marettimo? What are you doing here? And I was like, what do you mean? We're fucking hanging out, da-da-da. And she's like, this is not... Nobody goes here. Like, how do you know about this spot? And I was like, well, we took a boat. We chartered a boat and da-da-da-da. And she goes, that's so wild. I'm like, how are you here? She's like, my grandmother... She's gone now, but her house is next door to this bar. My cousins own this bar that you're in right now. So then we meet these two Italian dudes that are fucking hilarious because they've adopted some of their family's like American phrases and customs. So like they would talk to you kind of how like you would think a frat guy who's learning English would, you know what I mean? You know, he's like, blah, blah, my dog, you know, and you're like, it's because they're learning like American. And they're super cool about it, but you could tell they're having fun with it. And she was like, yeah, these are my cousins. They own this bar. So we went back to that bar to hang with them, to eat and drink like two nights in a row. And they were the nicest, coolest people. And she just got engaged. And so the family was coming to like celebrate. And her grandma's old house was like this beautiful old, like two doors down from the bar, and now her cousins still live there, and they own that. It's honestly like maybe one of three places to get a drink at night on the island. Right, like, as you get off the fucking,
so great to get the fucking red carpet rolled out for you too.
It was
where
awesome.
You go back again, like, oh hey.
Oh, we were doing shots of like fucking grappa and all this shit. Yeah, yeah. We were just it was like,
what is grappa? Like grape
spot.
Liquor.
It's like a I think it's like a liqueur. I have no idea. And limoncello, and that's not my favorite. I'll drink all that shit, I guess. But
Renazisa made some
of limoncello.
Yeah,
it's sweet. But I'll have it once in a while. But we would just spend, you know, the night with these people, and they were so cool and nice. And it was nice because they spoke Italian.
Yeah,
and they were all the three were Americans, and they would just kind of fill us in on shit. And it was kind of nice to like
what do you mean?
No, just like, you know, the best parts of the island to go to, or like, you know, the things
that's
that they
good
do.
You get a local fucking rec.
Yeah, it was like a History Channel person. Like, you speak the language, you know this place because your grandmother, but also you live in America.
Yeah,
it was
I try to
wild.
like if it's like a local, like what's the version of that if somebody came to America, like somebody came to New York and they were a straight tourist, and they look at books like, I guess you should go to Pete's Tavern. It's the oldest tavern and
right.
whatever. And,
right.
But if they ask me, I'm like, oh, I'll show you some cool bars.
That's exactly what it was. Yeah. If you spoke their language and they were able to like, kind of give us a few of the hints, because they all lived in America, but they go enough that she knew. But she was like shocked we were there.
Yeah.
Which kind of felt cool because she was like, why are you here?
Dude, that's such a fun, like, none of you come. You're like, no, got it.
Nice. Yeah,
perfect.
Yeah. That was like one of my favorite little nights. And it's a cool little fucking, it's a beautiful little island.
Marettimo.
Yeah.
That's
it's
Dog
like,
Island.
That's Dog Island. Yeah. That's wow. Forever Dog Island. I'm trying to see if I have a picture of her.
Of her bar?
Of the bar. Yeah. I probably have one. But yeah, so it's the furthest island is, that's where we were. That's Marettimo. That's the furthest one away.
Okay.
The restaurant is La Scaletta, I think. Hold on, let me look. Right, so you pull in La Scaletta. Yeah, that's. I think that's the name of the bar.
No one's gonna find that.
I know,
you
but
have
you know,
to get there. It's wait, so funny.
But you know what's even cooler about this bar?
What?
So because he was like, yeah, this is it, La Scaletta. Look at the website, by the way, how fucking great. That's
and that was built in like geo,
yeah,
whatever.
Exactly. Yeah. But here, what's wild is, oh, so here, it's not working right now, but you can see up top, it's a webcam live. You see it says webcam live.
Yeah.
So he built a live stream so like people around the world can see what's going on in the bar. I think particularly because his American family members can see what's going on in the bar.
What's going on? Just drinking?
Just drinking and hanging the fuck out. But it was still like, how sick. It would be like a live stream of just like a bar.
Wow.
And he,
oh yeah, and then you got like, yeah, I was
but they said people would watch it. Like people would check into it and check it out. La Scaletta, that's what it's called. But anyway, that was Dog Island. That was our like, that was probably one of my, it's the furthest away. So it's the furthest northwest you can go. It took a while to get out there.
Do you ever feel like when you get that, when you get, so it's the furthest one. Can it's you a, see any other land when you're out there?
No, you're in the middle of fuck off.
Doesn't
nowhere.
It feel like you've gotten to the end of the world?
Oh yeah, dude. There was a few moments where you're, especially if you're on any substances, and you're sitting thinking, if the world exploded, if the rock hit, if the thing cracked.
Yeah.
I'm here.
I'm staying.
I'm here.
Yeah.
This is it. I'm like in the middle of the, I couldn't go back.
But if nuclear war broke out.
I'm here.
You'd be like, oh yeah, this is it.
I guess I live here now.
Yeah.
Which would, it's kind of daunting and beautiful and weird that you're like, there was a few moments we'd be out at sea and I would turn, you know, and say, and be like, we are in literally the middle of fuck off nowhere.
Wow.
Like we're, it's out there, like you're at sea. And a few points, you can see the other island you're going to,
yeah,
but you're fucking far.
Right.
Like you're far. Like,
did you get at that at all? It's like, if this boat goes down, can I swim? Nope, can't. I'm
no,
dead.
Fuck no, you couldn't swim for shit. I mean, there was only one time that we had really, really bad, like a storm was coming in and we had really bad waves going from one island to the next. And a few points of like, fuck, I'm a little nervous, but the captain didn't care. You always gauge him.
Yeah.
He would be like this, and I'd be like, these are pretty big waves. And he'd go, yeah. You know, like, we've all lived through these.
Yeah.
You're just so unfamiliar with the capacity of those things that, like, you don't know. You think.
I heard something that said no plane has ever crashed because of turbulence.
I think I talked to you about this.
Oh, maybe. So then you're like, oh, so when you feel turbulence, you're like, this is actually something to not worry about.
Not even a little bit.
Right.
The only two times you should be worried on a plane, when it goes up, when it comes down.
Drunk pilot, if you see that.
Yeah, well, get the fuck,
start to ask around.
But like takeoff and landing,
that's when
the
it
two
is.
Most vulnerable times.
Right.
When you're in the fucking sky going 570 miles an hour, you're moving. It's happening. Yeah. It's not like a bump in the sky is going to just fucking smack you out of it. It's impossible.
Yeah.
But yeah, if a pilot fucks up.
Hey, you know what I did a couple times? Probably three or four times. I think we did it on your podcast. We talked about it. I left a note saying, if you see this note, they have not cleaned this tray.
And I'm
like, please tag me or something. Or like, let me know at Ari Shaffir.
Have people tagged you on
no,
that?
No, it's not happening yet, but I want to keep doing it.
Please keep
they
doing it.
They might have cleaned it. They might have been like, no way.
No way. Yeah. It.
But it's like, so many times I'm like, this is full of crumbs.
It's gross. So many times. And by the way, the at the flight here from Boston was a JetBlue, you know, and it's like a 32-minute flight. It's like super fast. So you know they don't fucking clean. Of course they don't fucking clean those planes. When you get on, you can see all the shit from the, because that New York to Boston flight, I'm sure they do that five times a day.
Right. So like, we'll clean at the end of the day.
That's exactly what I thought. I go, this is like the baseball game. They're not going to pick up the individual peanut shells. They're like, when the game is over, we'll just and fucking vacuum all this shit off.
Hey, yeah, I thought of a thing to help the environment. You know that trash island?
Where it's
all this stuff is like
accumulating.
All this plastic, whatever.
Yeah.
Here's how you fix it. You take five fucking Chinese immigrant ladies, put fucking life preservers on them and just throw them in the water there. And they'll just fucking
they clean it up, baby. Yeah. They got it.
Yeah. I was thinking after Yankee games, I'm like, they would love it here.
Oh my God.
Did you ever do this where you're in the morning, you're eating cantaloupe and fucking whatever, prosciutto, drinking coffee, and then when you're done, do you ever just go and then just jump overboard?
That
would be sick.
Most mornings I would go for a swim.
What a great way to start a day.
Yeah, dude, it was the thing that kind of fucked me up the most
God,
was
that'd be sick.
Because of where we grow up, like, first of all, Chicago, we had a lake. Lakes, you literally, it's so gross and dirty.
Yeah.
You can't, your hand underwater is gone. You can't even see your hand under the water. That's how dirty Lake Michigan is.
Ugh.
Yeah, no. It's gotten better over the years, but it's not a clean lake. And it's a lake. But you go out to the sea And as a fucking, as much as I've said this, it's annoying, but when you look down and you can literally see 40 or 50 feet clear to the bottom.
Wow.
It makes you feel vulnerable in a way I can't explain, where you're like, this is, it's shockingly clear. You'd think your eyes shouldn't be able to see to the bottom of something so far away.
Yeah.
You're like, how? It doesn't kind of, it doesn't,
yeah,
really,
yeah,
you
see
register.
Like a big rock down there or something and you're like, is that, that's gotta be like 3 feet. And they're like, no,
it's 35, 40 feet.
Wow.
It just doesn't make sense. So we'd swim down as far as we could go and come back up in these little bays. And the beauty is the dark spots that you'd see out of that turquoise water. It's not the ground or rocks. That's just seaweed. That's just sea life.
Oh.
So it looks dark, but that's only because it's shadowing because of sea life. It's still clear all the way to the bottom.
Oh.
It's shocking. Like it's creepy. The only one thing I suggest always, and I was smart again to do it on this fucking trip, was water shoes. If it's rocky as fuck, do not go barefoot. It is going to fucking kill your feet.
Good tips. Because also then you start walking and you're like,
it fucking hurts, dude.
Ow, and you go so slowly.
Yeah. I don't care how tough of a guy you are, it hurts so much on rocks. Especially because it's like rocks and sometimes shells and shit. And
so
everybody
you jump
goes,
out, you swim to a fucking, the shore.
Yeah.
Which is just not a sand, and then you just climb up and then just start walking.
Yeah, you just climb up. Wow, you got to climb in. Wow. But everyone, look, locals, a lot of them obviously are barefoot. They grew up there. You're not a local.
Right.
You're not used to it.
Hardened.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
You didn't grow up since you were five running on a rock beach.
Yeah.
So when as much as I always think like, oh, these are such dorky, dumb things, lifesavers.
Remember a Lone Survivor?
Yeah.
The movie?
Yeah.
I love how they release that guy and then he starts just running to tell them and they're like, damn, that guy can move.
Yeah.
even the Marines like, fuck, they move well on rocks.
Yeah, when you're used to that, when that's your whole life. But because there's a lot of like huts or hangouts or spots to eat and stuff that are like right ashore, it's nice to be able to get out, dry off a little bit, and then just walk with what you've already got on instead of like, you don't want to get fucking shoes or even sandals fucking suck sometimes. So you're like, just leave those on.
Water shoes.
If you're going to a rocky area without lots of, you know, with lots of beach,
how great is sun drying?
Oh, bro. It's the only way to dry.
Yeah.
Fuck a towel. Most of the time, fuck a towel. You might as well just dry off in the sun.
I would have smoked cigarettes out there. I would have been like, rolling and smoking.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I also quit smoking, and now I've been smoking sometimes again, which I want to stop.
I leave it when I travel. I'm
fuck,
like, it's
I love,
only there. I can't do it at home.
I love having a couple cigarettes.
But, roll your own. It's
but
so
cigarettes
nice.
On like cigarettes on a boat. It's
God
king
damn,
shit.
Kid.
It's king shit.
Oh,
cigarettes on a boat is king. You feel like if you got cancer from that, you wouldn't care. You'd be like just tell me it's
fine.
From this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just tell me it's on a boat. But it was, honestly, it was island jumping. At first, I thought it was going to be way too expensive. Oh, I didn't even say.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
so,
yeah.
So you could get a smaller boat chartered for anywhere from like $5,000 a week up to all the way like $20,000 for the week.
$5,000 a week divided by 10.
Well, we had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It was only six of us. So we had six on our boat.
Yeah.
Two families, so to speak.
Right. So six at five. Right. So it's about $1,000 a week per person, which is not much.
No, not for not
for
living
a
on
week.
A fucking
yeah,
boat.
$150 a day, $100 a day.
And the boats can go up to like, you know, some of the boats are probably, you could charter for obviously name the end, but the kind of boats that we were taking that weren't like, you know, these aren't like,
you don't need every luxury.
Well, this isn't like a yacht, like chartering a yacht to hold everything. These are just chartering, you know, regular boats are like, you know, anywhere from 5 to like 15,000, depending on how big it is and how many amenities you want and all that fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
And we sailed a few times too, which was really nice because they have the ability to sail.
Oh, that's cool.
Which is fucking dope, dude. We would turn off the engines and just fucking let it ride. If he was like, you know, it takes obviously much longer, but he was like, would you like it to sail? And I was like, fuck yeah. So I helped him sail. I helped him fucking raise it. And he was like, we will just drift for an hour or two. And I was like, okay.
Okay.
So we would just get out there, sail, drift, listen to music, sit. Most people would sleep.
Do you ever sleep on the deck, like outside?
Fuck yeah. Multiple times.
Nice.
Yeah, multiple times. They had a hammock, but I got to say, hammocks on boats aren't, unless it's docked.
Because it just
moves. It sucks. It's too much.
You're trying to like, it's comfortable.
Yeah. But the whole upstairs is like, it's like padding for outdoor furniture. It's quite thin, but you would just lay it down. You'd sleep.
Here's what
those.
I'd be jealous of from what you've said. Sleeping on the deck with the stars above you in the fresh air and just like gentle rocking. And then showering naked, like
on the
exposed,
back of the boat.
Exposed showering.
Yeah.
Is
it's
like,
it's so dope.
Oh.
It's so cool showering on the back of a boat. It feels like you're, you know, it feels like you're like in a movie. You're like, I'm in the middle of nowhere. No one can see me. And I've got my little penis out on the back of the boat. And I'm just showering off on the very butt of the boat. It just feels so like, I don't know, it feels very free. It's
raw,
weird. To get out of the water, take off your shit, and then just shower naked.
As you're staring out and just like watching yourself. And like,
yeah. Nice. And no one's there. It's so nice. Yeah. Even if you're by a, but that's the other thing.
Nudity is kind of normal there, right?
Nobody fucking
That's how it was
shit.
In Croatia, on the island, where it's like you'll sunbathe, you'll like dry off naked, jump in naked, dry off naked, and somebody will pass by and they're just like, hello.
It's not naughty.
Yeah.
For some reason here, it's like, whoa, you're
puritanical. We're a puritanical society.
Bullshit.
It's so weird.
Yeah, it's weird. It's like a bush, like a puss bush, and people are like, oh, and you're like, what? It's her puss bush.
I love how you caught it. They're like,
yeah. It's like you can't believe it. It's like, yeah, you have one too.
Yeah.
You have a dick. That's a guy's dick. It's not a big deal.
Like, relax, bro.
Nobody cares. I think people just don't care as much. Right. Or maybe it's just socially, culturally.
But like, you go to a locker room somewhere and you're like, oh, I don't care anymore.
Don't care.
It's like, it's because it's here, it's okay.
Right. When it's inside a room. Well, also, I think if you grow up, like, right. Look, people at the beach.
Shame.
People at the beach. They're changing their kids and they'll wash them off sometimes at the beach, get the sand off naked. And then I think there's an age where you get embarrassed to do it in public, right? Teenagers probably don't
13,
want
14, anybody.
Yeah, you get weird and embarrassed.
Yeah.
Then you get like in your 20s or 30s and you're like, oh, I don't fucking give a shit. Yeah. When you see my body that you don't want anyway.
But I saw in Austin, I was going over the bridge and I saw a guy like on the Austin Lake, you know,
yeah,
by the side, some old man. And he just hiked up his shorts and was just pissing out
dick
the
out
side.
The side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, damn, that guy does not. He was like 70. He's like, all right,
the side gate is very cool. To use the little side gate. Yeah. Also, what are you going to say to that guy?
What are you going
to
say?
Stop pissing. He's like, I have to piss.
No,
I'm going to piss my pants.
Pee.
Or yeah. I'm going to piss right here.
Yeah.
I can't, peeing in public, the only reason it got ruined from, because you have to imagine, 100 years ago, everybody pissed
that's
in public.
Peed, yeah.
Nobody didn't pee in public. It was probably a normal thing to go behind a building and piss. There wasn't always fucking enough bathrooms. So the only thing you got ruined by was pervs. Pervs at a park playing with their cock.
Right.
And people can't tell if you're playing with it or you're just pissing with it. Because it looks.
Nobody pisses fucking
I do.
Hard
that's
mode.
How I
oh,
piss.
Really?
I piss like this. Oh, I smack it around. No.
My problem is when there's when there's like 6-year-olds, when they like shower off their 6-year-old son, I'm like, I get so hard. So like you're putting me in a weird position.
Yeah, what do you want me to do?
Oh.
What do you want me to do? That's why we changed the piss rules because of those.
Yeah.
But it was and then we went to fucking Ireland, which is a whole nother thing, but different trip. But the Italian, but the Igadi, Isola Igadi was like the Tyrrhenian Sea was wild.
What made you just go to this place? What
my buddy Gareth, who's a Brit, who's one of the families that we went with.
Mm-hmm.
He had heard, he had said he wanted to go to Sicily. And he had asked me, he said, you've been to Syracuse, the eastern side.
Oh.
And he was like, have you ever been to Marsala or on the west? And I said, actually, I've never been over there. He's like, I know a guy who recommended this boat company that a bunch of people have used, which is always clutch. By the way, if you're going to go use one of those charter boats, know someone that used one.
Right.
It's because some of them are lost country.
Really?
Well, in the sake of like, the wild shit is like when you pay, you know, like, there is a moment where you're like, this is charging my foreign card before all this. It's a little, there is a moment of hesitation where you're like, this looks a little janky and discombobulated, but that's also how things are over there. But it's
like, is this a professional one or is this
yeah,
just some
you
guy?
Kinda, you, it does feel a little like there's no office. You know, here in America, you're like, where's the office and who's the manager? And over there, it's like, I'm the manager.
We went scuba diving 3 different places in the Galapagos and one of them was like, so this is Patty certified? He goes, you don't deal with those people.
Yeah,
and you're like,
yeah.
Oh, this is so unsafe.
Yeah, very
like,
unsafe.
We'll get you up when it's time. I don't
know. But you're fine.
Yeah.
You are
fine.
Being
a big fine.
At the end of the day, it's fine. Yeah. It's just like, they just do it differently. But he knew the guy that was like, you should take this boat company. It was really good. He recommended it. And then we got to choose from 3 different boats. And initially I told him, I was like, I don't think I'm in for this kind of expenditure. But for the two of us, for the whole week was significantly cheaper than I could ever. I was like, this is way cheaper than I thought. But again,
also, when it's like, oh, it's expensive, but it's like cheaper than the hotels would have been.
100%.
So it's like, oh, it's cheap.
No, it worked out to be way cheaper than I thought. When I heard like charter a boat, I was like, bro, that's not, I'm not that guy.
Yeah,
that
sounds
that
like,
money.
That sounds like yacht people. It's Mark Cuban.
But it's not. There, that exists.
Right.
But regular, you know, not right, but I'm saying.
But also, if you took a giant Mark Cuban boat, sorry, shit on Mark Cuban, but like if you took one of those out there, you'd be looked at differently. You probably couldn't get access to all these weird little places.
You do see those. You see those yachts out there. there was a family that was on a yacht. There's like you. There's always a couple of rich families that are like on a yacht.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You wanted to move closer. There's always like a couple of rich families on a big fuck off yacht.
Yeah.
You're gonna see a couple of those, and yeah, everyone knows when you come into the bay.
Right.
When you're the biggest fuck off boat, it's like, you know, everyone's looking at you. Who's getting off the boat? It's very. It's like celebrityism almost. Where when they came up and docked.
Yeah.
You're like, where do they go?
Yeah, it's also like, it's cool. I'm sure there's some nice luxuries in there that you don't have. But also dope. Like, do you need those luxuries? Are you missing out on anything?
I mean, here's my thing. If I lived in Europe and I imagine they're European in some fashion.
Yeah.
Then you're like, I guess it's just what rich Europeans do.
Yeah.
But like as an American, I was like, I don't really want that because.
Well, you're not missing it.
Yeah, nothing was different. There was nothing on the boat where I was like, man, I wish I had blank.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want a TV. We didn't need fucking any of that
deck of
shit.
Cards will be nice.
All you really need on there is a place to sleep.
Plates.
A little baby kitchen to store food.
Yeah.
And a thing to play music out of.
Right.
It kind of not. Outside of that, you're like, you can kind of figure everything else out. You don't need like.
It doesn't sound like the experience is some luxurious, like, do we need a DVD player? The point is to be up on the deck just sitting.
Yeah, you want it. I guess some of those yachts is mostly probably families with kids and they need something to distract little fuckheads.
Yeah.
They're like, we need a TV in the room so they can at least watch their, you know, whatever it is.
Is there anything you would have avoided? You'd be like, I wish I'd done this differently or done that you didn't do. You'd be like, if I had to do it again,
the only thing I wish I had time for was, I guess it would have been nice to do, like, they had a couple of, you could hike on some of that, like, you go for, like, a long, beautiful hike, and I only climbed one hill to get to the top of an old church, an abandoned church.
Yeah, that's
on
cool.
Levanzo. Yeah, and that was the only one we got to do, and I kind of wish I had the, like, I didn't bring, like, nice hiking shoes to do that. But I really wish I could have brought hiking gear and have hiked on some of the islands. If there was one thing I would have.
Yeah.
Because.
That's not bad. Take 2 hours, go hike, and then come. Like, it's a cool breakup.
Yeah, it'd be nice to go get some, a little bit of exercise, and then go swimming again. Like, I kind of wish, because we would go to places, I was like, fuck, we don't have the equipment to hike. And we also, like, all we have is the minutiae stuff that you bring, but.
It's also cool to earn a swim. Like, after a long hike and then, like, jump.
That's kind of what
jump.
I missed. I missed a little bit of, like, you miss a little bit of exercise. At some point, you're like, it'd be nice to, like, to earn it. Instead, because you wake up, you get a little lazy, and then you're like, it'd be nice to, like, fire my heart and get it moving again.
Yeah.
But outside of that, dude, no. I mean, when we went back to Sicily, I was, like, ready to leave because I didn't want to, like, tour around the town anymore.
Because
the mainland is nice, but it's also, like, it's, you know, it's touristy.
Yeah. Also, sometimes cities are just cities, and you're like, you walk around, and you're like, you're kind of looking for something, but you don't know what you're looking for, and you're like, there's nothing there. You have it in New York or LA. You have everything you're gonna find here.
Yeah, that's really not. Yeah.
So then, like, I gotta get out of the city.
I would say if you do go to the islands, bring something to, like, walk around the islands. Bring shoes that you could, like. It'd be nice to be able to, like, take a really beautiful hike because no one will tell you no. You can go all over the island.
Right.
The only places you can't go are restricted areas, but they're. You can't get there by foot. You'd have to get there by boat, and that's why they don't want you over there.
Also, just to walk around a small town, you know, like.
Yeah, like, we walked around the small towns a lot. I just wanted to be able to go off into the distance and, like, disappear a little bit,
that's
you know?
That's cool.
That I would cool. suggest doing that. And then,
what?
Definitely make sure when people say they've ridden a scooter before, they've ridden a scooter before. Because someone in our group.
I got it.
Someone in our group was like. Yeah, I've done it before. And I was like, yeah? Because they tell you when you rent, they're like, do you want to learn how? Because
you should just take the lesson.
Well, it takes 5 seconds.
Also, I would do this thing where when it got tight, you know, and I'd be like, oh, shit, like mud or whatever. I would just do brake and accelerator together.
100%.
Because I would just, like, freak and do both.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like the bike would like, all the
fucked
fuck?
Up. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you can't do that. But it's like gas and brake at the same time is bad, bad news. But one of the people in our group... The poor gentleman, he came around the corner and ate shit on the scooter. And
that's
we all
great.
Had to stop. And I was like, I felt
the Chad
bad.
Tattoo in Thailand. They have the Chad tattoo. I think that's what they call it.
The Chad tattoo?
It's just a completely scraped up. And you have to, like, have the bandage over it. It's just going to leave you. Because you're like, oh, I'm good. I can go 90K.
But it's like, dude, don't say you're doing it if you don't know. And just be careful. Because it's so funny. It's like, you can go so fast, and these are like,
you get a wobble and you're fucked.
Oh, bro. And they're not, this, these aren't like well-paved American roads. This is, you're on dirts and rocks.
Yeah.
You don't need to rip down those roads. You're going to fall off. They're not stable. And because of the weather, like because of, you know, because of like the wear and tear, the weathering on the road, it'll be like big waves in the road. You know what I mean? Like bumpy waves. So you're like, dude, you catch a wheel on one of those waves wrong, you're absolutely eating shit.
That's so great.
What are you doing? You want to get down?
All right, to finish us up, you would go back there, right?
Oh, my God,
sure.
I'd go back.
That sounds great.
I'd go back
100
times.
I would go there.
I highly recommend it.
That sounds exactly my vibe, because you're away from this touristy thing. Sicily is already like a poor man's, or not a poor man's, a more exotic Italy.
It is.
It's a different country, right? Or is it part of Italy?
Well, it's part of Italy, but they consider themselves different. You know, like they're their own people. They would say, you know, Sicilians and Italians, different.
And then it's like the not, that no one goes there.
Nobody
no
goes.
No one goes up here.
No, no. Yeah. The Gotti Islands was pretty remote. I will say it was pretty shocking how like people just didn't.
Were you closer to Africa than Sicily in parts?
When we went all the way out to Marettimo, I think, Marettimo's the furthest one. When you go all the way out there, you're, I wouldn't say closer, but you can see here on the map, so we're all the way on that island. You're still closer to Sicily, but.
You're close.
Tunisia's right there.
Lines. Wow.
Yeah. The coast of Tunisia. That was the only other thing that they tell you to kind of worry about. Because look at this.
What? Pirates?
Al-Hawaya is not far away. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, Tunisian pirates. Yeah, that's very real. That's very, that part was the only part
where
I was,
you should worry about. Like, what the fuck am I going
to
do?
Well, no, they just tell you like, stay within the lines of like where you are supposed to go.
Yeah.
Don't start going out, way out, because you think it's dope and it's secluded.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Right.
Don't be cool, because if you're on their territory,
then
fuck
like
you.
Open game.
Well, see, I'm always like, fuck you. Then you're in their backyard. If they tell you don't go over there, it's like that guy. Remember that kid that went to like North Korea? You know, he like crossed lines. Everyone felt bad. I'm like, why?
Why'd you go to North
they
Korea?
They told you not to
take
go.
A poster.
Yeah, they said don't go.
Yeah,
don't do that. And you're like, I gotta, dude.
The best one was that missionary went to like the uncontacted
and
tribes.
They killed him immediately.
Immediately. He's like, no, guys, let me tell you about Jesus. Oh, fuck, no, but Jesus. Oh, right. These guys don't even speak English.
Yeah, dude.
Why did he think this could get me by?
Yeah, why would you assume they want your shit? So, yeah, the Tunisian pirate thing was a warning that we had from the captain, and was like, this is something we will not experience because we won't be going there. But he's like, I'm letting you know, that is a thing that rarely will happen if boats go where they don't belong.
Interesting.
Don't get fucked with the Tunisians, dog. They'll fuck you up.
Last question.
Yeah, baby.
First of all, check out his podcast, The
Whiskey Ginger and Bad Friends with my little noodle, Bobby Lee.
Bobby Lee. And, any, like, overall, just general travel tips that you have?
I would say...
try to live for yourself or whatever.
I would say, in this day and age, the modern travel has changed so much, too, where it's like, you know, you used to bring lots of cash. You know, you always used to bring cash. I always say hide a little bit of cash somewhere on your person. And by the way, don't tell anybody you're with. I don't even care if it's your wife or your girlfriend. Tell nobody that you have a little bit of cash on you. Nobody.
And just have
it in the bottom of your shoe. Lift up the sole of your shoe and put it between your...
Well, like four $100 bills.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Keep a couple $100 somewhere on your person.
For trouble. To
yes,
get out of trouble.
Yeah, exactly. To get out of... Or also to get out of local shit where it's like, that's just what it takes to get to the next thing is a little bit of cash.
Or if you're in a place where you're like, oh no, we don't have ATMs here. And like, fuck, I'm running out of, and we don't take credit card. Like, I'm running out of cash.
You
like,
have to have a little reserve. You have to have, I always say, have a little reserve. If you're going to a rocky place, as nerdy as fucking water shoes are, dude, they're so, honestly, they help more than I could ever imagine. Because the first time I ever went to like rock beaches in Italy.
Yeah.
It hurt so fucking bad, and my feet got all slashed up.
And then if you wear flip flops, you end up bashing.
Oh, you smash your toe.
Like,
yeah, you're fucked.
Fuck, and they scrape.
But hide a little bit of cash. That's my one tip.
Okay, that's a good one.
Between the sole of your shoe, underneath in your shoe, lift up the fucking insert.
Yeah.
Put cash under there. Tell nobody in your fucking group.
I'll do it in a book.
Yeah,
you know,
books are good.
But they can look for that. I was coming back from Ecuador, and they decided like 10, 15 people like to search them. Like, you gotta go downstairs. Your bags are downstairs. You checked in. And bring your carry-on bag, and they go through everything, and they start like leafing through. Everything. They start leafing through. Like, what's this? I'm like, it's a machete. Like, where'd you get it? I'm like, whatever. It's right here. It's somewhere here. And I was like, it's allowed. It's my check bag. And they're like, okay. I mean, they went through everything, and my chick was like, nothing to worry about, I guess. And in my head, I'm like, I mean, I have acid in,
yeah,
in some of those.
Something to worry about.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I can't tell her because then she won't fucking play it right.
Right. But right. Like, that's what I said.
But like, it's done if it's done.
Whether
they're
it's,
get it if
whether
they're
it's
get
money
it.
Or acid, just don't tell people don't you're with until anyone. You're giving them the thing. Until yeah. you're like, here's the money or here's
oh,
the
I
acid.
Have $100. Like, where'd you get it? Like,
yeah, none of your
they
fucking
only
business.
Brought one $100 bill.
Right, and right, like, right.
Okay.
Don't tell. Yeah, don't tell them. That's my yeah, that's that is my travel tip. Don't tell people.
All right, Santino, this is great, dude.
Amazing.
I appreciate it. I really
you.
Want to
thank
go to
you.
This place.
Go to the Agati Island chains if you get a chance. Go down to Marsala and go down to the dock and take a fucking boat out and go party.
God, that sounds great.
Yeah. Lefanso is the smaller one, and I will say it's the most desolate, but also the most naturally pretty. Like there you can find yourself in some wild hikes if you did.
Oh really?
Yeah, if you were ballsy enough to grab your shit and go hike with somebody, it's cool. It is a beautiful little island with the trees. Hold on, before I go, yeah. I want to show you the trees.
I love when you're hiking and just like there's no one here and you see a tree, like probably no one's ever touched it.
that shit is weird. And again, also daunting when you're like nobody's here.
Yeah.
Okay, so here, this is what I mean. That's the town.
Wow.
That's it, dude. That's literally it.
That's nothing. That's like a few stores. And then all that mountain.
But if you go around, right, you can hike up those and around the mountain to the backside where there's nothing. And there's nobody there. So we're on a dinghy and I was like, it's us. It's fucking us. And maybe, I would say the town probably has.
The danger is cool. Because like probably nothing will happen, but it adds a level of like, if it does though.
If it doesn't, why not?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, here, like this. That's what I mean. So that's our boat. And if
is that a cave up there?
Yeah, you park, you can go cave climbing and all that shit. Right, we just didn't have any equipment or shoes to go hike
rocky,
up there.
It's rocky.
It's super fucking rocky.
Damn, that's cool.
Yeah, man.
Fuck, I'm jealous.
I would highly say grab your fucking hike shit and go hike some of the mountains out there. Yeah, baby.
All right, bud.
All right, brother.
Thank you.
Bye.
Well, that's the episode, everybody. Thank you very much, Andrew Santino, for coming in. That was great. I'm wearing a Diablo Uma mask. It is part of a ritual. That is different all over the country of Ecuador. But what unites them all is they all kind of wear the Diablo Uma mask. These make great gifts for people. You can get a guy who worked on this for about a week to make, handmade, and it only costs you about $20. And it makes a great stocking stuffer, and also it makes a great enhancer of yogas that you do on mountaintops out there in Ecuador, or even exits of a brand new podcast called You Be Trippin'. I want everyone right now, if you can, to subscribe on YouTube. You don't have to tell a friend yet, but I will tell you if you liked it, there'll be another episode in just 3 days. Today's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. In 3 days. Subscribe on YouTube right now, You Be Trippin' Pod. Or if you're listening right now, subscribe where you're listening. So you're notified of these new ones as they come out. I want to grow this and grow this and grow this and get a community of travelers all coming together to leave comments and tell each other about fun places to go to. I assume that these will be used as a travel guide of sorts. As people want to go to the Sicilian Islands, they'll come find randomly this episode. I like to imagine that. And they'll be like, oh, wow, what is there to do? It's so cool. Maybe I'll get a boat. Maybe I'll do this. And then in the comments, once you guys have been to Sicily, they'll be like, oh, well, look at that. This guy's been to there. Maybe I'll check that place out. Maybe I'll rent a boat. Maybe I'll rent a scooter. This guy seemed to rent a scooter. That kind of thing. In 3 days' time, Mr. Mark Norman will be my second guest, who's not as good a traveler, but he's new to it. And he's really enjoying it. And he's going to tell me all about Australia and his trip there. He really loved it. So come back here on Thursday. You'll be tripping pod on YouTube. He has pictures of the trip. He has so many cool pictures of him being there, meeting the quokkas. It's going to be a really good episode. Don't forget to get tickets to my special if you live near or in Washington, D.C. It's April 26th and 27th. My 420 show at the Paramount, that's the Capitol Turnaround of Washington, D.C. Tickets are available for all my shows at arishafir.com/tour. 420 at the Paramount, Queen Elizabeth Theater in April. Pre-sale for Australia starts March 22nd, starts Friday for Melbourne, Adelaide, Canberra, Brisbane, Sydney. And then who knows what I'll do. Maybe I'll go back to East Timor. One of the most magical places on the planet. Uncharted. God, I love that place. I will eventually do an episode of this podcast about my time in East Timor. I think that's it, you guys. So,
How'd you like it? I don't know. Leave me in the comments. It's my only way to connect with you guys right now. I'll eventually start a Patreon or something. We'll figure out. I have a really cool idea for one, but we're going to talk about that later. I'm not starting it yet. I have a really cool idea for that. I'll tell you later. Not yet, but it's going to be awesome. And that's it, right? What'd you think? Episode one down. So anyway, my point is, it's my only way to connect with you guys right now is the comments of the YouTube section of this. It's also You'll Be Tripping Pod on Instagram. If you're on Twitter, I guess it'll be on that. God, Twitter just sucks. And by the way, I was saying it sucks before anybody took it out. I don't mind Musk at all. I'm nothing to do with that. It's just a ball of negativity. If you're thinking of leaving Twitter, don't let this be the thing that keeps you on there. But anyway, on Instagram, on TikTok and all that stuff, socials, it's You Be Tripping Pod. So click on all those and let's get ready for this great adventure. Let's go places, you guys. I'm so excited to bring this to you, and I'm glad you were there for the first episode. Until Thursday with Mark Norman, I'm saying, I gotta have a sign off. It can't be like so long like it was on Skeptic Tank, my old podcast. It's gotta be like, let's get out there. I'm open to suggestions. Give me a good sign off. But for now, hasta la vista, sayonara, lejitos, I don't know. Bye.